Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Okay, today I want to talk a little bit more about well-being when it comes to the different components of well-being, right? So we think about our physical well-being, our mental and emotional well-being, and then our spiritual well-being. So let's go a little bit deeper into the physical well-being, because let's be honest, we're all here on this planet to be in a physical body. And much to my dismay, some days, that is real life. And for me, a lot of this experience in this world has really reminded me how important it is to have my own physical well-being in addition to all the things that call me out of my body. I love exploring. I'm really curious. I love to stay in the mental space in a lot of ways, or even in the spiritual space of thinking beyond this world or this existence. And the physical part is so critically important. On a regular basis, I am thinking about how can I support my body in a way that's going to enable me to do all the other components of the mental, the emotional, the spiritual journey that I so desire. Because I often find that when I journey too far into delving into the realms from a mental perspective, from a spiritual perspective, I lose sight of my physical well-being. Just me? And I have to keep bringing myself back to that physical well-being. So bringing myself back to that moment of, right, look around me, look at how beautiful everything is, look at the earth, all the natural elements that really support my physical well-being and stimulate me mentally. Because I enjoy the beauty. I love the way the trees look. I love the way the snow falls. And taking each of those moments and being able to help them ground me back into my body allows me to remember, oh, right, what's aching in my body? What is my body asking for right now so I can continue to support my body to experience this life, this journey, and all the other mental stimulation and spiritual stimulation that I so desire. So for me, on a regular basis, I am thinking about the food that I put in my body. Well, let me be clear. I can live off of whatever. I don't actually care too much. Like, I have noticed that my body can very well sustain off of just about anything I put into it. And I care deeply about eating delicious, healthy, nutritious food. So this is a little bit of a polarization for me personally, because I can survive. And I have a wonderful significant other, husband, that loves food tremendously. And he has continued to help me support my body by learning more about food, nutrition, eating seasonally, paying attention to what my body is saying. And so this is actually an area where I learn a lot and isn't something that comes naturally to me. So that physical part. However, I will say that the physical movement part is something that I also can feel a little bit polarized around, because I don't have an internal craving to move, but I love movement. And so I almost have to use my mental stimulation to encourage the physical movement. So what is it that I derive from physical movement that supports my mental well-being? That to me is how I support my physical and mental well-being in kind of a circular pattern, right? Because I don't have this internal craving. My husband does. My son does. They have this internal craving of like, I need to move my body. I have all this pent up energy, or I have kind of this, I don't know what it's like, but for me, I don't have that same sensation. I can stay fully in my mental world and not really have any physical pain or cravings, et cetera. And so for me, moving physically is something that I actually need mental stimulation to do. So I push myself to say, okay, I will clear my head, or I will contemplate this thing while I am moving my body physically, kind of doing that double duty at the same time. So food, nutrition, I also remind myself that this beautiful planet offers my physical body a lot of value from being outside in the sunlight, from putting my feet on the ground. I feel intensely in my body that energy. That isn't the same energy movement that, for example, my husband and my son feel, and that craving to move their body. They get something from that. I get a lot from very small, I guess I would say, less intense experiences of putting my feet on the ground. I can feel the energy shift in my body when I do that. Seeing the light or being in the sunlight, I can feel a shift in the energy in my body. Both of those are very spiritual for me. Nature is very spiritual when I connect to it that way. I am not necessarily the person that goes deep on creating meals, et cetera. I love all of that. I love learning about it. And the hands-on has never been super calling to me. So the physical experience for me requires that mental stimulation or that connectivity for me to continue to bring the physical into my life. And it's important to me. I know how valuable it is to me to be able to do the mental and spiritual pursuits that I desire by staying in my body and really understanding what is my body saying to me. So that connectivity to me is different than for other people. I'd love to hear how it comes up for you. Do you have that same craving like my husband and my son to get up, get out, move, 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 do this, do that? I am happy to be, think, sit, live in my little bubble in my head and just experience the world around me rather than physically. So I think sometimes that partner of somebody who has a totally different energy pattern is really supportive, right? So my husband often says, well, let's go for a hike. Let's go do this. Let's go for a walk. Let's do this. He encourages me to get up and get out because I want to do those things, but they aren't necessarily my instinct to drive me. I am much happier reading a book, sitting in the corner, thinking, contemplating, enjoying, observing, etc. So curious how it lands for you. Just remember that physical well-being, just as in mental and spiritual and emotional well-being and all the components of well-being, are different for everybody. So it's really about tuning yourself to physically, what does well-being look like for me? How do I connect the dots for myself so that I can create a physical well-being that feels supportive for my overall well-being? It isn't about doing it like everybody else. It isn't about following the trends. It's about cultivating a physical well-being that feels good for you, just like I find one for me, which means when my husband says, let's get up, let's go out and do that, and it's not feeling aligned for me right then, I can say, no, that's not what I need. And I can be different than you, and you can be different than me. That's what makes us humans and what makes us a great pair, because we both encourage each other to delve deeper into different parts of our well-being. Looking forward to taking you a step further into well-being from a mental and emotional perspective when we are together again. See you there.